Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina Meyer here. Something for the weekend, and I told you we're going to be kicking off the brand new year with some great guests, and one of them is on the line right now. Hello, Andrew Maxwell. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Happy New Year, and you know.
Was that a good
all
intro?
Of that stuff.
I have to get into the good books at the start of the interview. The thing is, you left Ireland, didn't you?
What an Irish start to an interview. And so you broke your mother's heart.
Yes.
And then what?
Yeah, you did that. Yeah. Did she stand at the airport wave? Do you know, Andrea Corr was on there before Christmas and I spoke to her as well about breaking her mother's heart. Because, of course, when they went off on their tour, they all left home, all the siblings at the same time. And she was talking about seeing the video footage of her mum and dad at the airport in tears, waving them away. So you did the same.
My dad used to just, you know, he'd just pull in where, you know, you're meant to drop people off and I get out of the car. You know what I mean? I'll just drop you off where you're meant to pick up. And
set down area. There's not a single person in this country who hasn't done that. I know you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it, but I'm doing it.
Big shout out to Dublin Airport cops.
So you were kicked out the car.
Airport cops.
Yeah, kicked out the car and off you went. So you're living in the UK a long time, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm always back and forward though. Like it's weird when people go, when are you going to move home? I'm here. I'm home. Like, it's only 50 minutes. It's like flying time. It's the same as, like, I don't know, living in Arklow.
Who will take you in, though, when you come home to Ireland? Like, who will actually take you in? Do you have to go stay in a hotel?
Well, yeah, sometimes I do. My mom's recently moved into assisted living. Sometimes I stay at her old folks complex. That's quite fun. I get my own set of keys and everything.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd like that. I wouldn't mind a bit of assisted living. That would take a lot of stress out of my life, to be fair.
Yeah. It's only 5 minutes from the Aviva as well, so it's dead handy for international.
And I mean, where else are you going to get, like, accommodation in Dublin? So, perfect.
Yeah,
well, whereabouts
absolutely.
In the UK are you living, Andrew?
We live right down the end of Kent. So
that's posh, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It is now. Come on now.
There's parts of Kent that are very nice, but it's a big county. There's two types of Kent. There's horse Kent and there's dog Kent.
Okay, so what part are you in? Am I allowed to
ask? Oh, I'm in dog Kent.
Oh, dog Kent. Lovely.
I mean, don't get me wrong, horse Kent's nearby, but it's not where I live.
It depends what circles you're mixing in, what part of Kent them you're from, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because are you a North Sider or a South Sider?
I'm North Side, yeah, from Kilmarnock.
Like myself.
The whole family, we were all home for Christmas, just around the corner from me brother. It was a whole lot of fun. Logistically, is not easy. I've made one more kids than there is seats in a hire car.
Yeah, you see?
Just travelling around like a, you know, like Scooby-Doo of overbreeding.
You went over the edge. You should never. So have you three? Have you got three?
Four kids.
Stop it. I mean, even three is pushing it because every family holiday is for two adults, two children.
That's right. That's how they try and get you.
I have to ask you, right? How did you get on to do the narration on MTV's X on the Beach?
X on the Beach is my voice. I've done it right from the very start.
Oh, have you? All of them?
And worldwide as well. The UK show is the original show. It was devised by a dude from Belfast and he brought me in on the project. Yeah, so the UK version of X on the Beach is the original and it's the one that's shown globally as well. So
Brilliant. My
evil laugh is all over the world.
And come here, is that all scripted or are you allowed to do a little bit of ad-libbing?
Well, there's a guide script. I mean, you know, narration in a TV show, it serves a practical purpose. It knits the scenes together. Commercial TV, it reminds you what you've just seen and what you missed. So there's a lot of stuff that actually has a functional purpose. But all the sort of reaction things, when somebody says something particularly gross, that's just me. Just me reacting as a human being.
How'd you get into the jungle? Do you have a very good agent? Because I'd say the amount of people that try to get on that show.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's that sort of thing. Myself and, you know, Jason Byrne, Tommy, you know, a lot of Irish comedians. We all do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Me and Jason have done it almost every year for 30 years. So, you know, all the TV executives come along and that's it. That's how, you know, it's kind of boring. It's like, it's a trade fair. Somebody saw me at a trade fair.
Selling your wares. So you think you're doing a comedy show, but actually you're lining up the next bit of work and the next bit of work and the next TV show.
This is it.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's what I'm doing. Like, in April, I'm home and I'm doing my last Edinburgh show, which is called Krakatoa.
Yeah, so here's Andrew trying to bring it back to plug the gig that he's on to talk about.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm excited.
Andrew's like, let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about the future.
Oh, I don't mind. Hey, listen, you know, I didn't watch the two Welsh castle series of On the Sled. I don't really find it fascinating watching people struggle in a damp castle. Whereas, you know, it was great to watch the last series. I was actually home and it was just me and me ma hanging out at the old folks home and we watched Just Support Me, Mate. Sean Walsh, so, you know, it was fascinating. It was amazing to see it again, just going, God, I live there.
Is it as tough as all of us watching think it would be?
Right.
I mean, I come in the morning, right, into this lovely, cosy studio, and if they don't have the right type of milk in the fridge for me, I'm like, oh, God, come on.
What are we, savages? People know I'm old.
I got caught in a shower of rain there the other day, and I was like, absolutely miserable. I was like, I just would not be able to cope.
It's actually way harder than people think. A week before you actually go into the jungle, you are under essentially a luxurious house arrest in a hotel where you have no contact with the outside world. All your devices are confiscated and sealed up and put in a locker. There's no timepieces in your hotel room, so you can't tell what that time of day is.
Why?
You're not allowed to do anything.
What's the point of that?
It's to start basically compressing you, getting ready for the isolation of the jungle.
Oh.
And they're also, you know, you're having meetings with the site team every day.
Can you watch telly in your hotel room? No.
As long as it's got nothing to do with the news.
Okay.
So you could watch a movie.
Right,
you can watch an old rerun of Cheers, but you can't see any sporting event. You can't know what time it is.
That's weird.
And so there's all that before you go in. And then, like, when you're in there, you are starving. Like, I mean, it is crazy. Like, you're on 600 calories a day. If you get lucky, that's if, you know, so whoever's gone out has won the maximum stars in a, you know, in a trial or a challenge, you know. So you're actually starving. Most people are on about 2,500 calories a day. So that'll give you an idea. You're basically one piece of toast
that's
a day.
It. Yeah. So before you go in, do you stuff your face before you go in to get that?
You do, but
get
that
a bit
makes
of padding.
No odds. Yeah, well, it makes no odds.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. 3 days in, everybody started stuttering because it turns out when all the blood sugar leaves your system, it crashes your serotonin levels in your brain, and that's apparently what's connected to stuttering and stammering. So it's only temporary in our case, unless obviously you had that condition. But, you know, it was for about 24 hours, and each one of us went into the bus telegraph, going, what's going on? And they're going, oh, it's totally normal. Like, in 24 hours, you'll revert.
You'll notice that in someone, if they're diabetic and they're having a diabetic glow, they will start to stutter, and you'll know, okay, they need to get some sugar into them. Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly what happened to us. So we're all super, and all you do is just fantasize about food all day long. I fantasized about having a bin bag of Maltesers that I could just scoop into and just, do you know what I mean?
Because I saw, actually, I didn't watch too many of the last series, but I did see the final where they were having the big meal and they were allowed to order anything they wanted and they just couldn't manage it. Because I would imagine your stomach shrinks because you're used to having nothing. So you're not, when you're actually able to have the meal that you've been longing for, you can't even finish it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly what happens. Yeah, totally.
Torture.
The other weird one is, like, so when you're in there, because it is an actual, well, it's a bush. Aussies call it the bush, but we call it the jungle. You know, it is a semi-tropical rainforest. So there's killer animals there. So 24 hours a day, you're guarded by Aussie SAS. So they're just behind the cameras, sat in the bush looking at you 24 hours a day to make sure you don't get, you know, bitten or stung or somebody goes nuts with the kitchen knife.
Isn't it gas? They have all these theories that it's all just a set and it's like you're not actually
in the jungle. More expensive. Oh, like insanely expensive. So then the minute the cameras end, pack us all up in a minivan, drive us back to civilization, which is 2 hours drive away. For the night, get you back up. But what they do is, like, all the trials, so you get picked for a trial. The SAS dudes who were in balaclavas come in, they hood you, and then they throw you into the back of a van and take you away. And then the next thing you see, they pull the hood off, and there's Ant and Dec in front of you in the clearing. Hello, Andrew. You've been selected by the general public for blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay.
I'd say after you came out of that, Andrew, were you having loads of dreams about your time in there? Did you need counselling or anything afterwards?
No, I was lucky. No, it was great. It was like, I was out second. So because nobody in Ireland was allowed to vote, so I went out there.
Isn't that just delighted. So ridiculous? You can't vote from Ireland.
Yeah, but I was delighted. So I was out second, and I had a week to decompress in 5-star Versace hotel. Like, I was just drinking cocktails by the pool. I was fine.
Lovely. Do you still get the full fee if you're out second, or do you only get that if you're in till the end?
Oh, no, no, it's not. It's even more than that. It's the minute the eviction starts, you're fully paid. For that last week, everybody's in there for free.
No way.
Yeah.
So why would you bother? It doesn't matter if you win or not.
You know, so
do you know, like the likes of... Do you remember like when Gemma Collins and all that, and she couldn't go in for half an hour without, oh, I need to go, I'm starving. Would she still get the fee then? That seems like everyone was going, ah, she gave up. That seems like a genius idea.
No, she didn't. If you walk out, like you lose money.
Oh, do you?
I'm saying this when the evictions start, which is, you know, it's 20 days.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Getcha.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not her agent, so I don't know what her payment structure was. But that's how the show
But was it worth it then, Andrew? You reckon it was worth it?
It was amazing. I see myself and Jason and lots of the other Irish comics. We all gig in Australia. We've gigged in Australia for 30 years. So, like, I love Australia. But yeah. There's no way I go as just a dude from Dublin. We just go sleep in the bush. There's way too many things that could kill you in Australia.
Yeah.
I was like, super excited to live in the bush and, you know, experience all that, you know, woken up by the sound of the kookaburras. Amazing. It's an amazing experience, but like having special forces there to protect you.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's the 5-star luxury way of living in a jungle.
Yeah. Come here, last year it was a bit of a crappy year in that you lost your pal, Sean Locke. I didn't realise you were so friendly.
Again, I got to know Sean from the very first time I gigged in Australia in the early 90s.
Yeah.
The Adelaide Comedy Festival, was a whole team. It was the first year. Sean was there. Bill Bailey was there. Michael Smiley was an amazing comedian and actor from Belfast. Simon Pegg, that's where I got to meet Simon.
Pegg, yeah.
Yeah, we were all there together. We're all staying in a motel together. And one of the people who was working on the festival was Sia. We all got to meet Sia long before she became globally famous.
So you know what her face actually looks like?
I know Sia very well. Yeah.
You're like one of the only people in the world who knows what her face looks like.
Yeah. But she has a very pleasant face.
You probably have pictures in your phone. And you could really expose her, but you won't. Listen, Andrew, you're going to be going on an Irish tour as well. So you're doing Galway, Cork, Dublin and Belfast. When is that kicking off?
That is the 27th, 28th, 29th and 30th of... 30th? The 30th of April. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my Edinburgh show, Krakatoa, which is a show with an interactive volcano.
Okay, we will check that out. I don't know what to even ask.
I dress like Magnum P.I.
Lovely.
And it's a regular comedy gig with a volcano behind me on stage. And anytime anybody in the audience shouts Krakatoa, the volcano explodes.
Okay, so the floor becomes lava?
Well, that's the power of imagination. If you want, I can tell you the budget doesn't stretch.
Right.
The floor becomes lava. You're going to have to imagine that.
We will imagine. Listen, Andrew, you're a legend. We will chat to you soon. The best of luck with the tour and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Bucky.
See
Happy New Year.
Bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.